It's been estimated that nearly 5.5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's, but after new guidelines for defining the disease were released last month, experts say twice as many people may have it. That's because the new definition casts a wider net and can now include people who have mild symptoms or show no symptoms at all. Researchers are looking for treatments or a cure for Alzheimer's, but rarely discussed is prevention. Nobody knows what causes Alzheimer's, and the notion that anything can be done to stop it or slow it down isn't all that popular, but that's not the case in Santa Barbara, California, where a group of senior citizens recently gathered for a music class designed to preserve and enhance their brain power. You can watch a video, see photos at hereandnow.org while we listen to Here and Now's Karen Pellens report.
So four times, I'm going to give you a countdown. Four, three, two, one.
Bill, Bob, Mickey, and Barbara sit in a circle, holding paddle drums in one hand and mallets in the other. They're told to bang their own drum four times, then reach over to bang their neighbor's drum four times, back and forth, in unison. A music therapist creates a rhythm, but when she sings, the once steady drum beat deteriorates quickly. The drummers look frustrated, but they're clearly having fun, and they believe this simple musical challenge can help reduce their risk of developing Alzheimer's. They're members of a unique nonprofit group for people who show little or no signs of the disease. It's called CFIT, which stands for Cognitive Fitness and Innovative Therapies.
We like to say we are reducing people's risk factors. Whether or not that also results in a delay of the onset or prevention, we don't know for sure.
Dr. Ken Kosick is a neurologist at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and a leader in Alzheimer's research. He founded CFIT 2 years ago with the idea that people don't have to live in fear of developing the disease, that in addition to addressing certain known medical risks like high blood pressure or cholesterol, a few simple lifestyle changes could be very helpful.
We assess how much exercise the person is getting. If they have a very sedentary lifestyle, we develop an exercise program either on site or at home. We have the WeFit program here as well because of the various lifestyle measures that one can take that I think will make a difference in risk reduction. The evidence is probably best for exercise.
CFIT also evaluates nutrition, stress levels, and making sure clients have plenty of cognitive challenges in their lives.
Now we're not just talking about crossword puzzles or Sudoku. We're actually talking about really significant challenges, whether it's learning to play an instrument or learning a foreign language or even doing things that involve complicated social activities like setting up a dinner party for people.
Throwing a dinner party also addresses another risk factor. Dr. Kosick says having friends and an active social life is great brain exercise. CFIT's spacious facility has an open community feel to it, and nestled amid palm trees and bubbling fountains, it currently has about 60 clients.
I used to think everything was Alzheimer's. You know, the smallest little forgetfulness, I would think, oh my God, it's here.
75-year-old Adrienne Giraud has been coming to CFIT for 2 years, and she's extra concerned about her future because she inherited the genetic marker for Alzheimer's from her mother.
She had Alzheimer's for 15 years and spent the last several years in a vegetative state. It drained all our resources in every way. It was terribly hard on the family. I really don't want to go down that path. I don't want to do that to my family.
And you've been tested for the indicator gene.
Yeah.
How did it make you feel when you got that positive result?
Well, what they did is they gave me my chances. You know, with this gene, you have a higher chance than the random population. And for me, it turned out to be like near 40% by age 80. But, you know, that gives you 60% to play with. What I thought was a sure thing is a possibility I could avoid that. And actually, I've been tested 4 times in the last 2 years, and I'm at the same level I was 2 years ago. And I know that I'm actually better in some ways.
In what ways?
I just feel more alert and more focused. It's easier for me to focus now because I pay attention to that.
And so when you come here, what are some of the activities that you participate in and maybe some that you like better than others?
Yeah, I do just about everything they offer. I do the music. I did the Tai Chi, which I found very calming. I go to the lectures, the hormone lecture and the nutrition lecture.
What would you say to others who might say, oh, prevention or risk reduction is kind of a lost cause? It's a fait accompli. Let's focus on treatment. What would you say to those people?
I think they're wrong, decidedly wrong, because when I got into this, I started doing crossword puzzles and hiking and changing my lifestyle, eating better. And what it's done is I've sort of tuned in instead of tuned out. And while I was on a sort of coasty, floaty road that said, oh, this is going to hit me someday, now I've improved the quality of my life so much in an effort to avoid this that I have a better quality of life. So do it for what it does for you now, not only for what it might do for you down the road.
But CFIT might not be for everyone, if only because it's not cheap. Initial client evaluations are $1,800, gene testing another $1,800, and memberships average about $200 a month. But that pales in comparison to the costs of treating Alzheimer's in a hospital or assisted living setting. And CFIT founder Dr. Ken Kosick says it would be worth a relatively small investment to replicate CFIT in communities across the country.
What we need for helping people that may be at risk is not rocket science. This is almost similar to, say, going to a gym or going to a community center. There's no cure for this disease around the corner. So what do you want to do while we're waiting for that to happen? There aren't very many options. But there is enough evidence that we can at least begin to introduce into our communities the idea that these kind of measures can help a lot of people.
By 2050, it's estimated the number of Alzheimer's patients in America will at least triple, and the healthcare costs to our economy and our families will be staggering. So any effort to get ahead of the disease and fend it off, Dr. Kosick says, is vital. That includes the new federal guidelines allowing for earlier Alzheimer's diagnosis, as well as a new bill in Congress that has Medicare paying for that diagnosis, and perhaps a community center in Southern California working to improve people's lives.
Here Now is Karen Pelland in Santa Barbara, California. For more about CFIT, go to our website, herenow.org. And while there, we'd love your opinion. Should we put efforts into Alzheimer's prevention? As Karen just said, testing is expensive, but on the other hand, it might save money down the road. Herenow.org, we'd love to hear from you.